His research place in Oklahoma, right?
Yes.
The Noble Foundation. Although now you have a new job.
University of Nebraska.
Okay.
Thank you, Jim. And thank you for attending. Now that I can see you, in a second I won't, but today I'm going to tell you about some research that's been started at the Noble Foundation. My several colleagues helped me on this project. A nice thing about the foundation is we've got a large team, good support on this project. We were looking at the economic potential of stocker cattle grazing Bermuda grass. Stocker cattle is when we're putting young, lightweight animals on pasture. In the Southern Plains region of the U.S., in Oklahoma and Texas, these cattle are typically going on small grains pasture in the fall and grazing through about a mid-April time frame when those small grains pastures are diminishing in forage production and quality. We want to know, can we use stocker cattle on Bermuda grass during summer, and then how would you manage those? In the Southern Plains region, Bermuda grass typically, there's been research on fertilization rates of Bermuda grass, and typically what we're finding is around 112 kilograms per hectare optimizes forage yield and production. As you move a little bit further to the southeastern U.S. where you get a lot more rainfall, Bermuda grass will respond to greater rates. But we don't quite find those yield responses in southern Oklahoma. In the last several years, what we've seen is a rising cost of nitrogen fertilizer. This is similar depending on your source of nitrogen. In the Southern Plains, producers are typically using urea, and we've seen those prices on a per pound basis rise from 20 cents per pound of N up to around 50 cents per pound of N. Our objective is, can we find alternatives to use a nitrogen fertilizer using legumes in these pastures? So we set up a trial in 2007. This grazing trial had three systems we were looking at. The first one was a Bermuda grass fertilized with 112 kilograms of N per hectare, and then two different legume systems. We used one system is utilizing a perennial legume, alfalfa, and the other system using a mixture of three different annual legumes, hairy vetch, crimson, and arrowleaf clover. Each of these paddocks were replicated three times as shown here on my left. The legumes were seeded, no-till drilled using this Great Plains no-till drill in the fall of each year. This was around October 15th when these legumes were seeded. Much of the Bermuda grass was dormant, although there's a little green leaf material still there. The first seeding was in October of 2007. Before this, the pasture was mowed and then baled, the residual forage was baled off. I'm reporting today one-year data from the 2008 grazing season. We also have a 2009. I don't have those data ready yet. Essentially, after the 2008 season, we grazed the residual forage off, and I'll show you some of that data. Our approach then, for each of the pasture systems, they were each grazed with four 220 kilogram steers. We were stocked at a rate of 0.36 kilograms of animal per kilogram of forage when they initially went on. We started grazing when forage reached between 1,200 to 1,800 kilograms. When forage dropped below 1,200 kilograms per hectare, these cattle were removed depending on pasture and system. Throughout the grazing season, we measured forage dry matter availability and the quality of that material biweekly, and then stocker cattle performance was measured monthly. And then after this, we completed economic analysis, determined our net return to land and labor. Here's our results for in terms of how much grazing we were able to get off of each system. The fertilized Bermuda grass system had the most dry matter production, and we had the overall greatest number of grazing days within that fertilized system. Grazed from the 23rd of May to the 15th of August, roughly 90 days. alfalfa, in this first year, we had difficulty establishing alfalfa. And essentially, we didn't have much of a stand. And essentially, that middle one there, that middle system, represents an unfertilized Bermuda grass stand. Our third system was the annual mixture of legumes. Had on average 66 days of grazing within it. The value of this system is to be able to move up that grazing period. We initiated grazing a month earlier under that system because these C3 legumes, these cool season legumes, came on earlier before the Bermuda grass did. We were able to stock those pastures. And this is how it may fit within stocker cattle systems in the southern plains as well, is because when producers are removing cattle around this mid-April time frame from small grains, they can potentially go on these legume Bermuda grass systems. So there could be some value to that system there. Here's our dry matter availability. This is showing here in the green is that annual legume Bermuda grass system where we have a lot more production there. We don't quite get the fertilized Bermuda grass until this mid-May period is when those fertilized Bermuda grass pastures were stocked. That's the red bar. I won't talk too much about the perennial legume. But essentially, come midsummer, and this is where we're getting those grazing days, is the fertilized Bermuda grass. There's a lot of dry matter production, so a lot of potential for grazing a bit. After May, essentially, the legume system, those annual legumes have flowered and reproduced, and there's the forage dry matter is simply not there with those. So they're dropping off. In terms of quality, crude protein, there is differences there between treatments. I'm not sure of the biological significance, how much of this is to the animal. Essentially, between the systems, we had around 20 to 25% crude protein, at least in that first month, at least when the cattle are going on both the annual legume system and the fertilized Bermuda grass system. And then it's dropping off thereafter. It drops off quickly for the nitrogen fertilized Bermuda grass system. As that rapid peak in production, we're losing crude protein of it. And it's dropping down to 10 to 15% in midsummer. This annual legume system is higher quality during that midsummer, though we don't have the dry matter availability at that time. But generally, that regrowth of that Bermuda grass is around 15% crude protein. NDF, so potentially, NDF potential indicator of intake, limitations to intake, is we have much greater within the fertilized Bermuda grass system throughout the grazing period. ADF, so potential limitation to digestibility. ADF was lower within the fertilized Bermuda grass system in general. The vetch clover period has a peak in ADF. Initially, it starts well, lowest here when we started stocking, but when that legume, especially hairy vetch, because that was our dominant legume, when it's flowering and reproductive, it has a high increasing concentration of acid detergent fiber and lignin within that flowering legume. Average day of the gain, we didn't find significant differences there. It generally ran from 1.25 kilograms per day to 1.4, 1.5 kilograms amongst the systems. Total gain for those four steers on each of the paddocks, there's a slight trend towards that unfertilized, that alfalfa system being less than the other two, but essentially run from around 575 to 600 kilograms of gain per hectare of both the vetch clover and then the fertilized Bermuda grass systems. Net returns to land and labor. Our net returns here are in the green bars. Had more net returns within that fertilized system because Why that is really some of the differences between the cost and the revenue. Within the annual legume system, we had greater costs of that system compared to the fertilized system. Revenue was similar, total gain and average daily gain were similar between the systems, but the costs were made up for it in net returns. We used a herbicide within this legume that was expensive that to help control broadleaf weeds, and that made a big difference. These are some of the economic, the break even. So where the system would be equal in economic returns. So right off, we're starting off with the $64 per hectare advantage, or $26 an acre advantage of the fertilized system compared to the annual legume system. But if we were able to remove this herbicide out of the legume system, that gives an advantage to the legume here by a $3 advantage. Our break-even value of gain, there is potential value, better value of gain by putting stocker cattle on these pastures in this mid-April time frame. Well, that break-even value is $2.55 per hectare. Quantity of gain, if our total gain was able to come up to 628 versus on a previous chart I showed it was 575. If we were able to get 630 kilograms of gain per hectare under the vetch systems, then the two systems would break even. And then the price of actual nitrogen fertilizer impacts this system. We were using, I believe it was 60 cents nitrogen when these economics were computed. But if it was 80 cent nitrogen or $1.76 per kilogram of nitrogen, then those systems would break even. So after this first year, what we're seeing is that there is some potential of the annual legume system. More years of data would help our analysis. So I'll take any questions if there's time.
We have time for a couple of questions. There's
a couple left. Tanjun? The annual legumes, we're doing some of that by NIRS, looking at the legume composition. On the dry matter availability, to give an idea, the annual legume system, at least at that April time frame, made up at least 60 to 80% of the legume or the dry matter production at the start. Now, midsummer, there's no legume left, so it's dropping off after that point. Chris? There could be some competition between, because vetch is covering the whole land,
right,
covering the whole pasture at the start. So there could be.
My question was, do you think there's some competition for light during that early, when Bermuda grass is starting to grow?
Yeah.
Is that going to impact the stand over time?
Diminish Bermuda grass? It could. It'll be interesting. So these are new introductions of legumes. There hasn't been that nitrogen supply. It'd be interesting as you're introducing a high nitrogen concentrated, as that residual nitrogen breaks down, would that enhance growth of Bermuda grass in the summer? We didn't see that here after the first year, but over time that may, or it may diminish it through competition. That could be a possibility. We didn't address it, but.
One last question.
Have you noticed any water depletion by this annual legumes? May have affected the Bermuda grass?
Yeah, I haven't seen that. Water's limiting our legumes. That's what's hurting our establishing alfalfa. So we're 14 inches below precipitation long-term average during this first year, so there could be, it could.
I'm going to cheat since I'm in charge, but do you think the cost of the legume mixture will go down over time if it's a self-receding system?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.